up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, hang on to your hats, folks. Here we go again. Time for another installment of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, spinning all the great polkas and waltzes and old-time records. The key word here, old-time records, on the show for the next hour. Hopefully we'll stumble into some of your favorites, and right away it reminds me to remind you that if you think of the name of a band or a song or whatever that you'd like to hear on the show that you haven't heard us come across yet, by all means, send an email to oompahour@mail.com. That's Oompa with two oohs. OOMPAH, oompahour@mail.com. Let me know about a band or a song that you'd like to hear that you haven't heard from in a long time, or if you have any comments about the show or I'm pronouncing something wrong, for Pete's sake, let us know about it. Easy enough, just send an email. Program, of course, brought to you, as always, by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Online music lessons. If you'd like to learn to play the accordion, the piano, or the electronic keyboard, we'll tell you more about MelaniesMusicLessons.com in a little while. Here's a really cute record that I happened across here just a couple of days ago. It's the Open the Door Polka. Right away made me think of Open the Door, Richard. Remember that from back in the 40s? But this is not that. It's the Open the Door Polka, Peggy Stanley and Dick Byron with the Harmony Bells Orchestra.
Let me in.
Who's there? Who's there?
Let me in.
Go away.
It's me.
What do you want? Well, what do you want?
Open the door.
I will not.
You know what?
What do you mean? What do you want?
You don't know?
I'd like to know.
Open the door.
What do you want? What do you want? Now I know.
Well, there you go, the Open the Door Polka. I don't know, that almost sounded like kind of a naughty record to me. I don't know, that is Peggy Stanley and Dick Byron with the Harmony Bells Orchestra. And I love this because the record is probably 40 years old and it says on it that it's a golden oldie. So if it was an oldie when they made the record, that's really an oldie, huh? All right. Well, that was a Harmony Bells Orchestra. I have the Lucky Harmony Boys Orchestra now, actually teaming up with Lil Wally. It says right here, Chicago's Polka King. And really, who's going to argue with that? Here's Wish I Was Single Again.
Wish I was single again. Pockets would jingle again. Wish I was single, my pockets would jingle. I wish I was single again. Everybody sing. I wish I was single again. My pockets would jingle again. I wish I was single, my pockets would jingle. I wish I was single again. I can't forget that night in May. It seems to be just yesterday. Your lips met mine with sweet embrace. I'll always love you, always will. Someday we'll be in paradise, and then our love here will never die. Someday we'll be in paradise, and then our love here will never die. Wish I was single again. My pockets would jingle again. I wish I was single. My pockets would jingle. I wish I was single again. Everybody sing. I wish I was single again. My pockets would jingle again. I wish I was single. My pockets would jingle. I wish I was single again.
There you go, Lil Wally, Chicago's Polka King there, along with the Harmony Notes Orchestra, Wish I Was Single Again, and fulfills our waltz requirement already for today's show, but we may just slip another waltz in before all is said and done today. I'm just going right through the stack. I got a great big stack of miscellaneous records, and I have put no particular thought in today's show. This is really going to be a potpourri of whatever happens to come up next. So, and I was just noticing, too, I don't know if the light is just falling on the turntable just right today here in the studio or what the deal is, but man, if I got to get in here and do some dusting, this turntable is filthy today. I don't know what the, if we had a dust storm come through, not too likely, but holy cow, we're going to have to get in here with a duster brush and a vacuum cleaner and do some studio tidying. I can see that already. Well, in the meantime, Big Daddy Lakowski is up next, and it's Mockingbird Hill.
Round my windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. La la la, tweedly dee dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. La la la, tweedly dee dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. Thank you.
Well, there you go, Big Daddy Lukowski there, Mockingbird Hill, here on your old-time oldies show. It's Tim's Oompa Hour, bringing you the best in old-time oldies all across the world on the internet at various radio stations around the globe. Stand by, we have Marv Herzog on the way, but I need to tell you about MelaniesMusicLessons.com, because Melanie brings you the old-time oldies show, Tim's Oompa Hour here, and she can also teach you to play just like some of the folks you hear here on the program. Yes, that's right. She gives lessons in accordion, piano, and electronic keyboard, and she does this via Skype over the internet. If you've never used Skype before, it's kind of like video conferencing. She's on your screen, you're here in the living room, or your kitchen, or hiding in your office, or wherever, and you see each other in real time, and she gives you a music lesson, just like if you were having a music lesson in the music store, in a music studio, or if you had a teacher come to your house, except that she doesn't have to come to your house, and you don't have to go to the music studio. It's great. She has 30 years, more than 30 years of teaching experience, and will give you high-quality professional music lessons, and you're going to learn how to play. Now, the coolest thing is, right now, you can take your first lesson absolutely free with no obligation. See how it works out for you. And if you want to find out more about it, go to www.MelaniesMusicLessons.com, and all the information you need is right there. It'll tell you all about the lessons. It'll tell you what you need to be able to do it with your computer and all that sort of thing. So check it out. You could be amazed at the talent you don't even know you have. MelaniesMusicLessons.com has all the answers for you. Well, the last record we heard, Big Daddy Lukowski, was on the Sound record label with a big S logo on it. And I grabbed a Marv Herzog record next that also happens to be from the same record company out of Detroit, Michigan. Here's Marv and the Rock and Rye Polka. The Rock and Rye Polka, that's Marv Herzog here on your old-time oldies show, Tim's Oompa Hour, bringing you all the grooviest old-time old records we could possibly find. I got mountains of them here. We're not going to run out for a really long time. Besides, then we got to play all the B-sides, so it's going to be a while. This guy, I'm not sure on the name pronunciation. I have not run into this record, well, maybe 40 years ago. I don't really remember. Normally, I would say Paul Keen. However, it could be Paul Kuhn, K-U-H-N, I guess it depends on the nationality, with the Sinem Orchestra, S-E-I-N-E-M, could be the Sinem Orchestra, depends on your nationality. Not sure, the song is the Frankfurter Polka, which right away it makes me think it's kind of German, but it's on JJ Records, and JJ, of course, Lil Wally's record label, Chicago's Polka King, and he was a Polish polka guy, so I have no idea. But I say we give the record a spin. You know it's an old record because it's from JJ Records, Chicago 23, Illinois. So this predates zip codes. Here we go with a Frankfurter Polka.
Frankfurter!
Well, the best thing about that record was it wasn't too difficult to learn the record, the lyrics. If you could just go, Frankfurter, you got that one. There you have the Frankfurter Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And, hey, now that we've got the pace going, there's no point slowing down now. The Blonde Bombshell Polka, which you would think would be a song with clever lyrics, but it's actually an instrumental polka, so all you have to do is dance. Here's Ray Henry and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Ah, there's some very good accordioning in that one. Ray Henry and his orchestra and the Blonde Bombshell Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I realized I needed to reach over here and play some more records that are in the red jackets. That doesn't mean anything. You know, you would think that, you know, you put the records in the little paper sleeves and you could coordinate them in some way, like put the Polish records in the yellow sleeves, put the German records in the red sleeves, put the Slovenian records in the green sleeves. But no, I didn't do that. I kind of organized them by which box they came out of as I was getting them out of storage. So I know where they came from, but I don't know what they are by the record sleeves. It's kind of silly, but I didn't have any records from the red pile today. So, of course, I reached into the red pile and came back with a whole handful of Whoopi John records. So we might as well play the Poopsie Polka.
Millie, 'cause she's kind of silly, and you can have Ann if you can. Or you can have Mary, 'cause she's so contrary, and Hazel I can't even stand. Now you can have Susie, 'cause she's such a floozy and giggles all the time. But don't go near Tootsie and make any whoopsie, 'cause Tootsie is gonna be mine.
Tootsie, Tootsie, don't be so shy. I saw the twinkle in your eye, eye, eye. Tootsie, Tootsie, oh me, oh my. If I can't have you, I will die.
That record, that's Whoopi John of the orchestra. And when you hear that little it's a little girl's voice, but it's obviously a guy singing like a girl. Does it not remind you of George Rock with Spike Jones Band back in the 40s? Like, all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth and I'm forever blowing bubblegum. If you remember those, that was actually Spike's trumpet player, George Rock, doing that little kid voice in those records. And that Whoopi John record so reminds me of old Spike Jones records. It's just, it's amazing. Anyway, we've got a lot of records to get to. I'm not going to play the side of this one that I started out to play. I have Eddie Blotnick here and his Polka Pals. I was going to play I Stopped for a Beer, but I know that song. The B-side, I don't remember. The B-side is called I Can't Stop Doing the Polka. It's Eddie Blotnick along with Mary Kaspersky and Eddie Blotnick's Polka Pals. I thought it would be way more fun to play something that I don't remember. I may remember it when I hear it. You know how that goes? It's like, I don't remember that song, but then somebody plays it. You're like, oh yeah, that song. So it didn't come to mind, so I think we need to play it. Here we go. I Can't Stop Doing the Polka.
I met a girl with dancing feet. She stole my heart away. She loved the polka, loved the beatin'. This I heard her say.
I can't stop doing the polka. Can't stop doing the polka. Won't you come and dance with me? Won't watch you start doing the polka. You can't stop doing the polka. Just take me in your arms and see.
Oh, the polka starts with a one and two. Two to the left and I love you. Then to the right with three and four. I'll be yours forevermore.
That side, because I really like that record and I don't remember hearing that one before. Eddie Blotnick and his polka pals, along with Mary Kaspersky, and I Can't Stop Doing the Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, I've told you that from time to time we're going to stumble into a record that looks pretty beat up, and whether or not I should try playing it is kind of a risky proposition, but I came across the 45 here, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks doing Every Time You Do the Polka Marie. The name of the song is actually Polka Marie, but in parentheses it says Every Time You Do the, and then Polka Marie. And I have not heard this for a long time, and it's a really scratchy looking record. But let's try it just for the fun of it, huh? Here's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, Every Time You Do the Polka Marie.
Every time you do the Polka Marie, do it with me. Only with me. Every time you do the polka marie, do it just with me. La 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 la.
Played all right. Just shows you should take a chance on a risky-looking record every now and then. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, Every Time You Do the Polka Marie. Just make sure you're doing it with me here on your old-time oldies program, Tim's Oompa Hour, bringing you just mountains of old, old-time records. Genuine phonograph records is all you're going to hear on this show. As long as we're taking chances, I stumbled across an old Capitol Records promo record from the 50s, the Swedish Polka, Ron Goodwin and his orchestra. Says right here, recorded in England. And I didn't really think of anything about Ron Goodwin, so I looked him up. And it says, an English composer and conductor known for his film music. I don't know. Should we give it a try? I mean, he's doing the Swedish polka. What more could you want? It says polka right in the title. I say we give it a spin and find out. Here's Ron Goodwin and the orchestra, the Swedish polka. Well, let me be completely honest with you. I'm not particularly fond of all those syrupy strings in that record, but I really dig the little Dixieland breaks in there, so I don't know. It did not sound like a Swedish polka to me, but it's called the Swedish Polka, and it's Ron Goodwin and his orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, and I think we need to move to something that sounds more polka-y, don't you think? How about the Polkaville Polka with the Jolly Brothers Band? The Polkaville Polka, there you go, Jolly Brothers and the Band. That's what it actually says on here, the Jolly Brothers and Band. I don't know who the And Band is, but they're not really getting much credit, are they? There you go, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your place for all the great old-time oldies, right here, spinning genuine old-time phonograph records. And on the way, the Caledonia Polka coming up here from the Ample Airs. But before I roll that one, I want to talk to you again about melaniesmusiclessons.com, because if you're listening to all this great old-time music and you're saying, I wish I could do that, or I know I could do that if I just had somebody to teach me, you have somebody to teach you, and that's Melanie at MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Melanie has been giving music lessons for more than 30 years, and she's got the teaching experience to get you rolling musically. It'll be great, and she does it via Skype. So you could do it at your home, you can do it at your office. Heck, if you're a traveling salesman, you can do it on your laptop while you're traveling all over the country. It's amazing what you could do with today's technology, and Melanie can teach you to play the accordion, the piano, or the electronic keyboard by using Skype. Makes it fit right into your busy life. And really, you just, if you have any desire at all, maybe you're just curious about it. The first lesson is free and there's no obligation. What more could you want, huh? So check it out at melaniesmusiclessons.com. Yes, there's a www in front of that, but I hate saying it because it seems like such a waste of time. Everybody knows there's a www in front of it. But check it out, melaniesmusiclessons.com. And you never know, in 40 years, we could be playing one of your old records here on the show. Yes, if I live to be 100, we could be anyway. All right, Caledonia Polka, here are the Ample Airs. Here's the Ample Airs there, Caledonia Polka, here on your old-time oldies show, Tim's Oompa Hour, and I'm just going to keep them rolling here, because I have a perfectly good Johnny Menko record sitting right here in front of me, and it's the Traveler's Polka. Johnny Menko and the Traveler's Polka here on your old-time oldies show, Tim's Oompa Hour. And I don't know if we're playing shorter songs this week or if I'm just not talking so much, but we're fitting in a few more songs than usual, and I have no complaints about that. Just seems kind of odd to me, but that's perfectly all right. I have Norm Dombrowski and his Happy Notes here from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. And I love it because the name of the record company is the Gold Record Company. So you can have a gold record even if you only sold like 6 copies. It's amazing. From the Gold Record Company, Stevens Point, Wisconsin, Norm Dombrowski, the Happy Notes Orchestra, and my buddy Joe Polka.
Jedna ciągnie drugą sześci, aż mnie piorą tu piecześci. Jak ty babi mnie złapali, wszystkie luce ności mali. Jak mi się potki zesłali, tak se sraczką uciekali. Jedna ciągnie drugą sześci, aż mnie pioną tu piecześci. Jak ty babi mnie złapali, wszystkie ludze mności mali. Jak mi się płatki zesali, tak se sraczką uciekali. A co tu mnie nie zgodziło, to jak pioną pi chodziło. A jak tu piną pąkali, wszystkie ludze mności mali.
There you go, Norm Dombrowski and his Happy Notes there out of Stevens Point, Wisconsin. My buddy Joe Polka here on your old-time oldies show. And I wanted to mention, just because otherwise I'll forget about it, a couple of weeks ago we played a tune by Hank Thunander, who's a great accordion player, and I played his records for many years back when I was working at the Polka Station. And I had mentioned that he did a fantastic recording of Zorba the Greek, and it was like a medley. And it was all accordion, and it's like 9 minutes long, and I couldn't find the record. And I have tracked down a copy of it, and we do not have time to play it in this show, because there's just not that much time left. But in the next couple of shows here, we will make time to get that in there, because it's one of those records that I just remember playing a lot, and I always thought the accordion playing was amazing. And so, you know, coming up in the next show, or maybe the next show after that, we've got to make room for it. But Hank Thunander does the Zorba the Greek medley. It's really cool. So look forward to that coming up in a future program here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Now, this next record, I know it's a great record because it's another record that's a survivor out of a jukebox. And you can tell the ones that were in the jukebox that people dropped in the dime a lot to play the song, because the records just look like they've been driven over from the mechanism in the jukebox playing the records. Louis Bashel, Dance Around the Floor with Me. This is a genuine King 45, and it's got a lot of miles on it. I think we should put a few more miles on it. could see why that record is wore out, can't you? That's in a jukebox, in a bar, or a ballroom, or any place where there's a dance floor. Holy cow, man, that was a great record. Louis Bashel, dance around the floor with me here on your old-time oldies show. It's Tim's Oompa Hour, bringing you all the best in old-time oldies. And I have the Polish Kid here. Well, I don't actually have him here, but the record says the Polish Kid on it. It's the Happy Whistler Polka, and I don't remember this record, but I hope there's actually some whistling on it. All right, here we go. Not disappointed. There was indeed whistling in that record, so very good. There's the Happy Whistler Polka, the Polish Kid, here on your old-time oldies show, Tim's Oompa Hour. We're running out of time, but I think we can sneak in one more before we roll the theme song. I've had this Maddie's Brothers record sitting here now for a couple of weeks and just haven't got to it. Here we go with Cut the Meatballs in Half.
Cut the meatballs. Cut the meatballs. Cut the meatballs. Cut the meatballs. Save a piece for me.
Mother, cut the meatballs in half. Mother, cut the meatballs in half. Mother, cut the meatballs in half. Company's coming tonight.
Cut the meatballs, mother. Cut the meatballs, mother. Cut them in half, 'cause company's coming tonight. Cut the meatballs, mother. Cut the meatballs, mother. Cut them in half.
We'll just add a little wine, and they'll think it's fine.
about you, but I feel like I'm listening to an extra peppy Mitch Miller record from the 60s, don't you, huh? Maddie's Brothers there, Cut the Meatballs in Half. And that's going to do it for the show. We are just plumb out of time. We'll be back again in the week, though, with more great old-time oldies here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is recorded at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by MelodiesMusicLessons.com. We'll be back again in the week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.